Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com, sitting in for Elliot Jaeger. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This parsha is the parsha of Emor. In the parsha of Emor, we have again a review of the holidays of the Jewish year. It appears a number of times throughout the Torah that there are these reviews of the holidays. One would think that one time would be sufficient. The rabbis used the differing words and phrases which occur in each of the reviews in order to understand the halachot, the laws that pertain to each and every one of the holidays. However, I think there's also a great message here in the fact that the order of the holidays is repeated over and over again. And that message is that we're always going towards something. We never really finish. Jewish life is cyclical. It goes around, and the year goes around. And therefore, even though we just finished Pesach, we're already on the way to Shavuot. And when we finish Shavuot, then we'll be on the way to the High Holy Days, the Yomim Noraim, and to Sukkot. And after Sukkot, then we get ready for Chanukah, and then after Chanukah, we get ready for Purim, and Pesach, etc., etc. So the cycle of the year, which the Torah emphasizes over and over again, is the fact that time is sacred. And not only the time of the holidays is sacred, but all time is sacred. We are now in the midst of the Sfira season, where we count the days. Well, the psalmist taught us, Limnos Yameinu Kein Hoda. God, Moshe Rabbeinu said, God taught us to count our days. Every day of life should be something that counts. Judaism does not believe in killing time. It really doesn't believe in that much leisure either. We're here for a very short time, relatively speaking, and we should make the most of the time that the Lord has granted us and do things, positive things, constructive things, things that will last. And therefore, this is the idea of counting the days of the Sfira time. Because these days, we emphasize the fact that we're on the way from Pesach to Shavuot, we're in the cycle, and that every day has holiness to it, every day has a special quality to it, every day has opportunities that sometimes only knock once, as they say. And therefore, we always have to, in the famous cliche, we have to grab the moment. We have to be able to deal with the time that we have. So the sanctification of time is such an essential part of Jewish thought and Jewish values that the Torah sought fit to mention it many, many times in order to drive home the lesson. Ele Moadei Hashem. These are, every day is the appointed day of God. Every day is the day that good things can be done. Great things can be accomplished. Foundations can be laid for the future. And therefore, that really, I think, in a greater sense, explains to us why all the repetition, why all the emphasis. Because the Torah wanted us to realize the value of time, the value of the days of our lives, and the value of the holiness of the special days that the Lord has given us in commemoration of our history and of our destiny as well.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Emor and the holiness of time.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.